come on up so we can see if we can understand the story that Jesus told us. Have a seat. Come on around. Okay. So Jesus tells us a story this morning about waiting. How many of you have to wait for things in your lives? Adults, anybody have to wait for anything? Wait to get over the bridge in the summer? So what are some things that you have to wait for in your lives? Cece. A new car. Awesome. Your birthday. Yes. What do you have to wait for, James?
Going to UConn College.
Going to college. Wow. Awesome. You hear that, Teddy?
James. Summer.
Summer. We wait for summer. What else do we wait for?
Bus.
The bus. Yes. Yes, absolutely. Tom.
My sister or brother to get out of the bathroom.
Sister or brother to get out of the bathroom? Yeah. Amelia, do you want to counter that?
She's
what do you
her.
Wait for, sweetie?
Wait for a graded test to come back.
Wait for a graded test to come back. How about you adults? What are things that you have to wait for in your lives? I heard somebody say to get to Florida. I know many of you wait anxiously for test results of various kinds. I know sometimes we wait for joyful things like the birth of grandchildren. I know Ellie Gougier was waiting for her 90th birthday, which is today. So now let's think about what we do when we have to wait. Let's focus on the things that we're waiting for that we're super excited about. What do you do when you're really excited and you're having to wait? What do you do, Brenda?
I scream.
You scream, eee! Super excited, yes. How about you, Sophie, what do you do?
I want to say that.
You scream too, great, Deirdre.
I jump and run around.
Jump and run around with excitement, Tom?
I really just like scream at the top of my lungs. Yeah.
Scream at the top of your lungs, awesome. Yes, Jake?
I just run around.
You run around, so burn off some of that energy. Charlie, what do you do when you have to wait for something?
Go to school.
Sometimes we just have to keep on doing what we have to do while we wait. What do you do, Griff?
It takes a long time to get to Hawaii.
It takes a long time to get to Hawaii, yes. So sometimes when we're waiting for something that we're excited about, we have a lot of energy and we have to figure out what to do with that energy. It can be really, really exciting. But if you have to wait for a long, long time, does anybody get bored?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, so if you're really excited, but the waiting keeps on going and going and going, like in Jesus' story today, it's kind of a weird thing. They were having a wedding, and you know how normally you have the wedding and then you go straight to the reception?
Yeah.
Well, everybody went to the reception, but the groom never came. They were just waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. And a lot of the people who were there, in the story, it was the 10 bridesmaids who fell asleep because they were waiting. And when they woke up, 5 of the bridesmaids had thought ahead. They thought, I should prepare for all of this waiting. And they brought extra oil for their lamps. That's like they brought an extra set of batteries for their flashlight. But the foolish bridesmaids, they didn't do any preparation. They just showed up because they wanted to go to a big party because they knew it would be really fun. So when the time came at midnight, when finally the guest of honor shows up and they all wanted to turn on their lamps, turn on their flashlights to greet him, only the wise ones had any oil left. And so the foolish ones said, "Hey, can we have your oil?" And the wise ones said, "No." Now, what do you think Jesus is teaching us about that? Because Jesus also teaches us to share and to give generously, right? So it's kind of weird for Jesus to tell a story where people aren't sharing. What do you think that's about, James?
Thinking ahead of life.
I'm sorry?
Thinking ahead of life.
Thinking ahead of life? Mm-hmm. How about you, Jake?
You have to, like, think about stuff that you need.
Yes, so you have to think about and prepare yourself for what you need. Tom?
Prepare. Because you like say you, if it's gonna be a really fun party, you think there's gonna be so much light, but when the guest of honor comes, you won't have any light.
That's right. So you have to prepare ahead. If you think it's gonna be really fun, you have to get yourself ready for it. Yeah. Absolutely.
Think ahead.
Think ahead, Bryn. Very nice. Yes, Sophie.
To learn a lesson.
To learn a lesson. So the lesson that Jesus might be teaching us is it would be really easy to share oil or batteries, right? Mm-hmm. But can, like, if somebody is really impatient and if they're really frustrated and they're really grouchy, can you give them your patience?
Yes.
You can?
No.
I'd like some. Born in March, so for those of you who care, my astrological sign is Aries, and my father's family is Irish Catholic, who are known to not be very patient, and so the combination of those two means that anybody who can share any patience, I would love that. That would make me very happy.
Not me.
So Jesus is trying to teach us that when we're preparing, when we're waiting, especially for something that's hard to wait for, especially when we're waiting for something with our health, or for the well-being of the people that we love, when we have to wait for a long time and we have a lot of fear, like, has anybody ever gone to the doctor's office and you know you're about to get a shot? Yeah. That's a hard thing to wait for, isn't it? Because not only are you at the doctor, but then you know what's coming is not going to be fun. That's hard.
Yeah, it is.
So when you have to wait for something hard, sometimes even adults get mean and cranky. Especially adults can get mean and cranky, because you guys can cry. You might be really frustrated, and you might be scared, and so you cry. But adults, it's unusual to see adults cry like that. So they just get mean and cranky, and I'm speaking for myself. So how do we wait? Jesus is trying to teach us that if we don't prepare, like Sophie said, learn a lesson or plan ahead, like Bryn and Tommy and others said, if we don't learn to wait patiently, and if we don't learn to have fun and to be joyful in waiting, even if it's really, really, really boring, you can sometimes amuse yourself with your imagination. Or you can read books. I know many of you, where's John Brissette, like to read books when they have to wait for things. Or sometimes, as Charlie said, we just have to keep going about our daily routines while we wait. We have to just go to school. And we have to just take naps and do other things like that. So what Jesus is trying to teach us is the things that help us wait the best, patience and kindness and love and being in a good mood, we can't share those things. The wise and the foolish can't share those things. We are responsible for learning how to do that ourselves. So this is what Jesus is trying to teach us today. As we learn how to wait for any number of things in our lives, we can use the small things. Waiting to cross the bridge in the summer is always a great test for me. Or waiting in line at the grocery store. I mean, it's amazing how many times that we're put in a position of waiting and our tempers flare and we get frustrated. And even if we don't act out, inside us, we're acting out. So with all of the small things in our lives, we can learn to be patient. We can learn to be prepared. We can learn this good lesson that Jesus has taught us. And if we stay focused on the important things, if we stay focused on sharing love and compassion and kindness with each other, then it makes the waiting a little bit easier. So thank you all for waiting patiently through this sermon. You did a great job. How about if you go back to your seats now, okay? Thank you. I'm just going to tell your parents and other people one other quick thing. Oh, you wait too long. So I love things you get to do on Youth Sunday that you don't get to do other times. Somebody to take the socks.
Thank you. Don't often have socks left up here, but thank you, Sophie.
The extraordinary gift about this parable, as difficult as it is to hear, is it comes at a time in Matthew's gospel right before Jesus is about to be betrayed and condemned and crucified. So he is urgently working to teach his disciples this lesson about preparedness and waiting. One of the aspects that I didn't touch on with the children of this sermon, of this parable, that's so important is that these bridesmaids wait together. All 10 of them are together. They can support each other, they can listen to each other, and they can serve each other. In times of great transition or in times of waiting, at our diocesan convention yesterday, our new bishop, Alan Gates, used the phrase, during this time of transition in the diocese, his sole goal is to listen and to be a historian, to help hear the history of the people around him, and to bear witness to what we as a diocese are going through. In any time of transition, when we're willing to show up, to be present to each other, and to take that role of historian with each other, it can help us as we wait for whatever is coming. So I hope that you all will take the opportunity to interrogate your own hearts and wonder about how you do when you have to wait for something. Whether it's something exciting or something difficult, it can be so excruciating to wait. I know so many of you are dealing with difficult circumstances in your lives, and the waiting can be the worst part of it. If there's any way that we can support you in community, there are so many loving and kind people here at St. Mary's, especially our pastoral care team, who stand ready to wait with you, to be a historian with you, to recall the times when God was present in your lives and carried you through difficulties. Those memories can help you in the waiting. And when you have those times, I hope that you can connect with the energy of these children. And children so naturally cry when they're frustrated in waiting. They scream with excitement and joy when they're waiting. As adults, we're also refined and dignified in these difficult times. I hope that you'll give yourself permission to walk down to the beach and scream at God for a little bit. The Psalms are full of the faithful people of God screaming. Because sometimes there's just nothing else to do when we're waiting for something difficult. So may you feel the companionship of your fellow bridesmaids with you during whatever it is that you're waiting for. And as you cultivate a spirit of waiting, trusting that the bridegroom will come, you will be comforted. You will make it through this. I hope that God will give you the strength to endure this time of waiting. Amen.
Amen. Amen.